Hi. Have you ever driven one of those go-karts at an amusement park? They're lots of fun. And if you have an ounce of competitiveness, then you probably wish yours could go faster. What's not obvious is that these go-karts all have what's called a governor on them, which limits their speed. Human beings have speed limiters too. Today I want to talk to you about one of the most important yet invisible underlying factors of building your practice or habit. Indeed, of building anything you're taking responsibility for making so. I want to talk to you about beliefs, and specifically the beliefs you have about yourself. A belief is an idea that we accept as being true, and we usually hold it with some degree of conviction. Throughout life, our beliefs change, and things that we take as being true and important at one point are displaced by others. The Tooth Fairy and Father Christmas are fossilised beliefs we possibly used to hold. The most significant beliefs we hold are those about ourselves. The reason why beliefs about ourselves are so significant is that they act as an invisible limiter on everything we value, think, feel, and do. In particular, there are two core beliefs that limit us. They are beliefs about our worthiness, that is, our deserving of love, and about our power, that is, our capacity to shape our future. Of these, it is the belief in our power, that is, our ability to do what we say we're going to do, which most limits our ability to build a practice. Imagine you have a friend and this friend says, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to leave my job, or I'm going to learn how to play the piano. And of course, as their friend, you encourage them and support them however you can. And they keep on affirming what they're going to do again and again, but they never do it. Years go by, and now when you hear them saying these things, you think to yourself, oh yeah. And you now no longer bother making an effort to support them. You think to yourself, I can't trust you when you say that, because when it's hard, you're not doing what you say you're going to do. Well, we are all both of those characters in that story, both the one claiming what we will do and the untrusting other that no longer bothers to make a stand for them anymore. Whenever we say we're going to do something and we don't, then we unconsciously undermine our belief in ourselves and our word. This limiting belief then goes on to try and limit our success by diluting the potency of our motivation for change. We may really want something new in our life, but when we don't believe in our ability to build it, then the motivation, which is the fuel for our journey, is watered down. When we don't keep our word, nothing changes outside, but something precious inside, our belief in ourself, is hurt. We've got to learn how to stop doing this. We deserve better. We'll talk some more on this topic in tomorrow's video and what we can do to build rather than undermine our belief in ourself.